The Maquoketa girls wrestling season kicked off yesterday at the Tipton Girls Wrestling Invitational. Out of 16 teams, the Cardinals finished 9th with 65 team points. Two wrestlers finished 3rd place in their brackets. Last year's state qualifier at 100 pounds, Samaya Gill, took home bronze, earning 3 pins on the night. And Renee Cook also got 3rd place at 170 pounds after pinning 4 of her opponents. The Maquoketa girls basketball team was supposed to play at Iowa City Liberty last night, but due to inclement weather, that game was postponed. Be sure to stay tuned for that makeup date. The girls are back in action at home on Thursday. The Bellevue and Easton Valley boys and girls basketball teams still played their games in Preston last night, and the Comets came out with a win on both sides. 74-37 in the girls game and 83-46 in the boys contest. Tonight, multiple local high school basketball teams are in action, as the Central DeWitt boys are on the road at CPU. The 6th-ranked Central DeWitt girls team hosts Davenport West. The Northeast boys and girls host Wilton. The Marquette Catholic boys open play at Easton Valley. The Midland and Kalmus Wheatland boys and girls square off at Cal Wheat. And the Maquoketa boys basketball team opens their season with a home matchup against Solon. You can listen to that game right here on KMAQ. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45. Be sure to check out our preseason interview with head coach Matt Hartman on KMAQ.com. And finally, tonight in college basketball, the undefeated Iowa men's team opens Big Ten play in East Lansing as they visit 7th-ranked Michigan State. That game tips off at 6 p.m. on Peacock. With your sports update on KMAQ, I'm Justin Jaden.